Welcome to ATS Mix.
And I think until you start asking questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on the 6 o'clock news.
ATS Mix.
This isn't a talk show, it's a freak show.
From AboveTopSecret.com.
I'd also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories.
The Internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. ATS Mix. From AboveTopSecret.com.
In the name of Christ, just let us in!
Starts now. Now.
Well, you know, John, I think we've done so many thread talk things, and, you know, we've talked about this before, but, you know, there's always a lot of new things that you see on the site that's the hot topics and whatever. But you know what I really enjoy doing? I like going back into some of the threads that and some of the topics that maybe were, you know, hot 3 months ago or 4 months ago or whatever, because there's some really interesting threads there. And I thought it'd be kind of fun for us to actually go back into the archives of the AboveTopSecret.com, if you will, and talk about three of our favorites that we found, you know, in some of the older threads. What do you think about doing that?
Well, that sounds like a wonderful idea. I say, why haven't we done it sooner?
Well, I don't know. I mean, because there really is. I mean, and we've talked about this before on and off air, that the membership of AboveTopSecret.com, I mean, really is amazing. And some of the things they come up with, I think, are pretty unique. And these three, I think we can have a lot of fun with. And we won't spoil it for the listeners, but I think they're going to have a lot of fun with it. And you know, after this week, of course, is the remember the 5th of November scenario with the three amigos. Oh, yeah. And all those guys up there. And I figure, you know, since we're going to be like the membership, watching it on our computers.
Live webcam action.
Live webcam. I figure, you know what I might do just for fun is
what's that?
Because Springer's always going to have his cell phone on. Is when they're got the when he's up there on the podium making whatever spiel, you know, yeah. I'll call his cell phone. We can watch it ring live on the webcam and see if he can take a joke. Either that or I'll say, well, you know, sometimes you get called. Well, you know, because his wife's not going to be there. And I mean, nobody's really taking spouses of this thing. So maybe we can have some fun, you know, like kind of a 4th of July, except it's not 4th of July. It's the 5th of November, which I have no idea where that's going.
Sure. You know what, but, you know what else? Excuse me for interrupting. I was just going to say what else might be kind of great is that after we get the lowdown, the hot stuff, from Bill and Springer and whoever else is there, perhaps we'll be able to share that with some of our friends, members, and guests and listeners that didn't get a chance to watch the live webcam. And I think we'll kind of do a 5th of November.
A debrief.
Review.
Yeah, a debrief.
Absolutely. Debriefing.
Yeah, and what will really be fun is, you know, if – now here's the thing that I still – just find amazing, and this thing's coming up on Tuesday. But what I really find amazing is that the amigos have, other than now Skeptic Overlord and Mark Springer have met, but Simon has never met either of his partners, and I think that's really going to be kind of fun to watch unfold on the webcast. So,
yeah, that's going to be actually, you know, when you think about it, that's kind of a unique position for all three of them to be in business with one another and have never physically met one another.
Yeah, but that's the technical world we live in.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, that's what's just amazing. And I mean, let's if you want to take it one little minor step further, you know, I mean, we were partnered up and did the show several months before we physically met. You know,
that's right. That's true. That's very
so. True. So I mean, you know, that's just the world we live in. You know, it's just the world we live in. The only regret I have of us not physically being up there is I so wanted to back into that webcam as you know, drop my pants and moon everybody on the internet. You know, I'm really sorry that I didn't get to have that opportunity because you know. I mean, a butt's a butt. Nobody's going to recognize who my butt is, you know. You know, so I thought it would be kind of fun. You just kind of drop the drawers and bend
if
over.
If you'll pardon the pun, it would have been a buttload of fun.
What a load of fun is exactly right. All right, enough of this foolishness. What do you say we get in here and start talking about some of these great threads that the membership at AboveTopSecret.com have given us in a plethora of extravaganza?
Literally a cornucopia.
Whatever the hell that meant.
I can't wait. It sounds like
so much
either.
Fun. All right, let's do it.
Now, from the AboveTopSecret.com mobile headquarters team, currently attempting a world record jump across the Grand Canyon. Oops. It's the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous.
John, I found another thread that just really just drew me in like, you know, a light draws in bugs out of a country heat.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about the analogy. It's in the weaponry area of the board home. And the title of this article is entitled, A World of Paper Tigers, comma, Like China. And this is by AboveTopSecret.com member Mel1962. And this is just a really interesting article. And it's not that long, so if you'll bear with me, I'll kind of go through it. And I may skip over some of the stuff, but it's just really interesting. And this is what the Mel has to say. I have seen many discussions on these boards about this county and that country. I think he meant country. I think he did too. This country and that country being the next superpower. But yet I have seen little proof. And if we look at past performances, it is very dismal in my opinion. Let's look at the five largest militaries in the world by personnel. Number one, China. Number two, United States. Number three, Russia. Number four, India. That surprises me on the list. Number five, North Korea. Now, that doesn't surprise me because they like doing the goose step up there. Okay, then it has, in bold things, China. Very large land army of 2.3 million with 1.5 reserve militia and 1 million armed police for a total of 4.8 million. 50 divisions with 3 airborne divisions and 2 marine brigades. Very impressive. And then he goes on and says the Air Force has 220,000. And he goes on and on. He just lists all this stuff. And then he goes down to a little thing that says recent war performance. This is of China. Vietnam, 1979. A month-long war. China was unable to mobilize over half of its forces. And quarter of its army had 25% casualty rate. And they were repelled. Very poor performance. Sino-Soviet border conflict in 1969. Very small incident. China was unable to make advances. So-so performance. And then going on listing all the things. Korea and on and on and on. He says, as you can see, China is barely able to protect its military power or project its military power beyond its own border. They are currently projecting economic power all over the world. But if you can't back it up, carrier group or a marine assault division, what is it, you know? And I mean, the guy makes a very valuable point. And then he says, the United States is still the 800-pound canary, and its only rivals are the NATO forces and Israel. Now, I don't know what does this mean? You know, I'm no good. Folks, you're going to have to start spelling crap out for the thread talks because I don't know what all these little code words mean. What does IMHO mean? I'm a hoe? I'm a hoe?
No.
I'm hoe? I'm a hoe?
If you'll shut up, I'll tell you. It means, in my humble opinion, IMHO.
Oh, I thought he was saying he's a hoe. Sorry. I know, Dave. Sorry. Okay, and then I thought ATS member, sorry, I started coughing all of a sudden because of I took a drink the wrong way. Dirk.
Durkastani. Dirk.
What?
Durkastani.
Dirk what? What is his name? Dirk.
Dirk. Dirk. Dirk. Dirk. Durkastani.
Sorry. You folks are going to have to get simpler names for Dave. At least have spend 500,000 points and put in a second line that says, and for Dave, call me Dirk. Okay, well, Dirk, whatever. I think it's Dirk Durkastani. Whatever the hell his name is, I forgot.
So what did he say?
I don't know. I'm so... This
he says,
"I
think Israel stands as the world's next superpower. Speaking strictly in military terms, Israel has all the technology that the U.S. has, and every person in the country can be considered to be a member of their military.
Yeah,
since they are all required to serve at least 2 or 3 years. I can't remember which."
Well, good. Now I'm going to go to one that I can actually pronounce. Warset. And his little avatar says, to the supposed bright future. And then he has about 19 little laugh-out-loud things. He says, so you want to see China invading someone? One, China sucked terribly back then in the Cold War era, which China didn't fully participate. If I remember correctly, the last time they tried to recapture Taiwan, which is about 50 years ago, they got terribly owned by Taiwan's defenses and suffered a 100% casualty rate. No one considered China to be powerful until only very recently, since about 2001. Paper or not, we don't know, since China never fought anyone over the last 20 or 30 years. But as for now, China does not have the capacity to compete with the U.S. in a military showdown. Now, I'm not going to really get into a debate. You know, I don't like debating politics. I don't like debating religion because, you know, obviously I get a bunch of UTUs every time I try to do those things. But I just got to say this. You know, I mean, it's one thing to have an opinion, and I'm not saying he's right or wrong. And I mean, you know, they make logical sense to me, John. But, you know, I sure as hell wouldn't want to sit there and play, you know, who's going to push the button first with the Chinese pissing them off and saying, you guys suck. You know, I mean, I don't think I'm prepared to do that. But I think they make some very valid points. What do you think, John?
Well, if you continue reading on, you'll see that the threat actually takes a very
nosedive?
Not a nosedive, but it takes an angled diversion, and they start talking about the other military powers, including Israel. Israel gets brought up quite a bit here. I mean, our good friend Durkistani makes another mention about Israel destroying Iran's nuclear power plant. Assassinating one of their nuclear scientists, and it goes on and on and on. Well, here's the deal. If we're going to go back to the initial thread starter talking about China being a paper tiger, I can recall when I was very young even, and I was hanging around my elders in my family, they were always referring to China being the what, Dave? What were they always referring China as being?
The Red Menace?
The Sleeping Dragon.
Who was the Red Menace?
I thought that would have been Russia.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that was. Sorry.
I don't know. Anyway.
I don't read. Anyway.
If we're going to talk about does China have the possible strength and might to possibly go against somebody in the ring like the United States or another military power? I think that possibly in the couple of more years to come, they possibly could. And I think that is why they're kind of building up their military and their science and technology that way. Do you recall, I think it was when Clinton was in office, there was a kind of a scandal that went on where supposedly the Clinton group had given China a number of secret technology.
I remember that, yes.
In exchange for, I believe, it was monetary contributions to the Clinton camp. I don't know this for a fact, obviously, but I recall hearing that.
So I remember that.
Yeah, it's very interesting, this whole deal. And if you recall, it wasn't too long ago. And again, members, forgive me, my brain isn't quite what it used to be. But I think it was just within this last year or so that the Chinese launched several missiles over the ocean, and they were long
range. Killed the damn tuna factories out there, you know? Chicken to the Sea almost went out of business because they were launching crap and blowing them up in the ocean.
Well,
I'm dead serious about that.
Really?
Chicken to the Sea almost went south, bro. I'm telling you. I did a rant on it one time.
I had not heard that, but enlighten me. Tell me.
Well, you know, when they were doing all this test launching in the oceans and everybody was protesting or whatever.
Right.
Well, on the China coast is one of the biggest hatcheries in the world for where tuna spawn.
Yeah.
And so what they were doing is they were nuking Charlie the Tuna's family out there. And, you know, and Starkist, which got a lot of their, a lot of the fishermen, you know, of course they have to go off that 10, what is it, 10 or 15 miles you have to stay away from a country before they nuke you. Okay. Well, anyway, all the boats were going out there and all the fish, all the tunas that they were trying to get were all nuked and radioactive. And so what was happening is they were having to take all this stuff and grind it up and put it into American cat food. And
oh, great. So Buffy. She gets fed radioactive
tuna. Didn't you read about this?
I must have missed that. I'm sorry.
And I want to tell you why I know this is factual.
All right.
Because my wife, she loves animals. And I love animals, too, to a degree, except for mockingbirds. But we have four cats. And I'm telling you, these cats have been eating radioactive tuna that the Chinese, killed in whatever the ocean is off their little coast thing. Because these four cats are absolutely the cats from hell. And I know for a fact they started changing their personality when all this stuff took place.
Really?
Now, I know you're saying out there, folks, I'm talking to the members, I know you're out there saying, folks, where the hell is Dave going with this? Is this a bit? Is this a gag? Yeah, and it's going south. So that's why I'm going to get back to the topic. Okay, now here's the thing about China. And I've got to say this, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, John. You know, of all the militaries that he listed, China, United States, Russia, India, North Korea, which one of those five groups do you think has the spiffiest outfits?
I don't know. I'm still feeling like a sucker for being sucked into what I just now found out was a bit that you were doing. I was thinking, oh, his poor cats. He didn't know that.
Sorry, which one of the five military do you think has the spiffiest outfits?
The spiffiest?
China? Yeah. I mean, if you were in a military parade and they were marching in front of you and you were doing the review thing, you got the Chinese, USA, Russia, India, North Korea. Which one of these guys do you think would be the spiffiest performance?
The Africa.
Ding, ding. Africa?
Yeah.
In the top five.
No. So I'm limited to just five?
Oh, are you wanting to change this this thing that I'm trying to create? Are you trying to make it a dealer's choice?
Well, I don't know about that, but
okay. All right, well,
who do you think has the spiffiest performance?
Now, are you wanting total performance? In other words, are you wanting goose step?
Oh, my God, you're the one that asked the frigging question. All right,
okay,
not me.
The frigging your frigging answer is. Of all the five main top five that Mel 1962 said, China, United States, Russia, India, North Korea, I have to give my award to China. And the reason is because they have all these little ropes and all these neat little things, and I love the way they kicked their legs up, you know. I'm telling you. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, the ATS mix technology that we have on those special effects. That was wild. Now, was that a heartbeat or a drum roll?
Now, listen, maybe our producer can edit out my little microphone drum roll and throw in, what are those things called, zingers?
It's called a drum roll, yes.
No, but I mean, they call them zingers when the producers puts neat stuff into your podcast?
It doesn't matter, Dave. Just go with it.
Okay, sorry. Okay, well, I guess we've butchered this thread enough. But I do want to thank Mel 1962 for giving us something that we could actually talk about and have some fun with. But it really is. It really is. And getting all silliness aside now, when you really talk about the military, and I mean, regardless of what country it is, it really is amazing when you look at China. And I'm not knocking China because we have a lot of China friends. I just think that when the what are you laughing about?
You said we have a lot of China friends. I'm sure you meant we have a lot of friends that are Chinese.
Well, what's the difference between China friends? Oh, because it could be like China, like plates of China.
I never know with you anymore, Dave.
Christ. Oh, this thread is going so far south. This is a personal note to the executive producer of the show. Not Johnny and I now that we throw everything up north, but feel free to
to irradiate this just like the tuna was.
feel free to toss this in the toilet and just plunge it. Because
I hear the flushing sound now.
I'm so sorry. This thing went so far south.
ATS Mix.
Yeah, listen up.
From above, top secret.
Jesus Christ.
.com.
This is a pretty interesting thread that I found, Dave, in the deconstructing disinformation and deflection area. And I got to be honest with you, Dave, AboveTopSecret.com is so large I still, after several years of being a part of this fine organization and website, I have yet to go to every place and be able to see it all has to offer. Once again, deconstructing disinformation and deflection, and the name of the thread is Alex Jones Exposed.
Yeah.
It's by the member Mercury 144. Mercury 144 posts the following.
Okay.
Hello, all. Not sure if this has been discussed already or not, which I'm pretty sure it has. I did search for any threads and nothing came up. You didn't search too hard. Right. Anyway, MT of opposingdigits.com has posted something everyone should see regarding Alex Jones and his apparent involvement with Zionism. And then he posts a link to www.opposingdigits.com. And, of course, you'll need to go to the
thread. Yeah, I've already popped it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then he and I've gone to the link and I've scrolled through and I've looked at all the other little areas that are in there, and it's kind of interesting. But he continues by saying, I had a sneaky feeling that this guy was up to something other than trying to inform us from the start. And this backs up my notions. And after his supposed infiltration of Bohemian Grove, which I admit I believed at first. Now he asks the question, why isn't this guy dead yet? And so then members, of course, responded, which included this one, which is Shrunken Simon. Member Shrunken Simon says, yeah, AJ, which I guess is Alex Jones, is in fact not being totally honest with his fans and listeners. Zionism is the one topic that first caught my attention with him, mainly because he never talks about it.
Right.
Anyone who's done some serious researching into the affairs of this little planet will know exactly what I'm talking about when I say Israel's creation and existence is a critical component towards achieving the NWO, which, of course, is the New World Order, for those that don't know what that acronym is. Also, as you said, infiltrating Bohemian Grove, getting the gossip on the Bilderberg meetings, he obviously must have inside connections. He also serves to spread hate and fear, which is unnecessary and only benefits the elite. He wants you to rise up and make yourself known so that when the time comes, you're going to be easier to spot and easier to detain in one of those centers he's always talking about. Well, a number of members decided to chime in, including SB2012. Who wrote?
Yeah, I saw that one. That was a good one, though.
Yeah. Also, you may notice he never talks against the Vatican or the church. Even more, most of his news he comments on are from Christian Science Monitor. Some believe he is directly connected to Christian rights in USA, more precisely, the John Birch Society.
Right.
If you check their page or this wiki, you will see they talk the same stuff as Alex Jones, Tex Mars, and Ron Paul. Well, one of our favorite members who posts all the time, and we've mentioned her before, we're assuming it's a her, is member D.G. Tempe. D.G. T.E.M.P.E., and we apologize if we're not pronouncing your name correctly. This member replies,
I love the avatar, by the way, D.G.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know how you people can put him down when we're seeing just about everything he's talked about come to light. What's up? And I'm sure it wasn't like in the slang. Yo, buddy, what's up?
yeah.
Remember, yeah. And
what's up? Yeah. It wasn't a Budweiser. What's up?
There was no another commercial what's involved. Up. Yeah. Remember, and I apologize, I don't have a clue as to how to pronounce your name, but you are spelt C-R-G-I-N-T-X. You got a clue, Dave? C-R-G-I-N-T-X. You're pretty good at figuring
out. Cringe Tex?
Sure. Works for me. Anyway, CRGINTX says, Mercury 144, let me get this straight. You're taking the word of Mad Thumbs, and I'm going to just guess that Mad Thumbs is another member.
Who the hell is Mad Thumbs?
Must be another member here. Who maybe?
I'm sorry, I thought I was paying attention, but maybe I'm not.
Anyway, you're going to take the word of Mad Thumbs, who is an IT guy who got a permanent hard-on for anyone who says they're a Judeo-Christian. He is either an atheist or extremely agnostic, which are just other belief systems, or BS for short. The guy's just a little jealous of AJ's, Alex Jones, success as a journalist and filmmaker. I saw some of his stuff, MT, I guess that's, again, Mad Thumbs, last year. Compared to AJ's journalistic efforts, he's a rank amateur. Everything Alex Jones comments or reports on comes straight from mainstream or reputable news sources. He doesn't like the message Alex Jones puts out, so he attacks Alex Jones as a person. Doesn't sound very professional or credible to me.
And,
anyway,
you know what I find amazing? Well, you know what I find amazing, John? I don't mean to interrupt you, but you know what I find amazing? I have not even gone back to the site. I'm still on this opposingdigits.com site that you first tuned us all into.
Sure.
And I just want to make a couple of observations on this site. This is just, you know, a couple of the old rabbaroos, you know, observations. Obviously, this site is pretty much against Alex Jones, is everything I can find.
That's Alex.
But, I think it's an interesting comment that they make here on the underneath the picture where they have a bunch of sheep. Have you seen that picture? They've got a bunch of sheep on a podium. Yeah, I assume that's Alex Jones's picture, and he's got the American flag behind him. He's at a podium, and there's a bunch of sheep, sitting there attentively on their little hooves, listening to him.
I guess as in the preface of leading the sheep to slaughter, perhaps.
Ah, there you go. By God, I bet you that's what it is. Okay, this is my point on this site.
Right.
It says in big quotation letters, "This is not a hate site. The government of the government of Israel and Zionism do not represent the Jewish people, and Jew is not a race. It's just a racist religion." You know, and I'm going, my God. You know, I mean,
but it's not a hate site.
Oh, no, it's not a hate site.
No.
I mean, I think, hey, you know what?
No.
I tell you what, I think I recognize, that's a word, too. I think I recognize one of those lambs.
And that's scary.
Sorry. Yeah, that's from my childhood days in East Texas. Sorry. Okay, that's all I got to say about this one.
This is ATS Mix.
What? Whoa, what am I hearing?
What is this?
From above topsecret.com.
Oh, crap!
Well, John, as I was looking through the above topsecret.com site, I found something that I thought was really an interesting thread, and it is located in the conspiracies and religions forum.
And I love that forum.
I do too. And you know why I went here? Because this is something that you have a lot of expertise in. And because you grew up in the ministry kind of family thing and went to entourages overseas and whatever, you know, maybe you can kind of give me some of your expertise and insight in this, because
sounds like I took a bevy of women with me. Entourage overseas.
Entourage. No, I think that's Tupac. I don't know if it's Tupac or not. Anyway, this is a religion, so be sure and jump in here because, you know, this is not my strong suit. This is by ATS member Boondock78, and his little thing says, in the back of Beyond, who are the brain police? I don't know what that means, but anyway.
Yeah,
it says I don't know, but he says his mood's pissed off, so I guess that means something. The title of his article is, "Let's Quit Screwing Around and Prove or Disprove That the Bible is Here and Now." In other words, what he wants to know is if the Bible right or is the Bible wrong, you know? And it says, "Let me first say that I am a hardcore atheist and don't believe in the Bible or the Word at all. Not one single iota. That said, I have a thirst for knowledge. I would very much like to know, for once and for all, the score." You know what I mean? So this is what I thought. Is it rumored that Noah's Ark rests on Ararat?
Mount Ararat. Very good.
Okay. Now, I have been fascinated with this, and I just started really reading about it. Basically, if the Ark is ever found, that would basically prove that all of that Bible-banging rambling really happened. It would be an insanely important artifact. It would end several thousand years of old arguments about it. So why not get the funds together from various churches, donations, grants, whatever, and let's go up on the mountain and find out once and for all, is the ark there? If it is, it proves everything else. If it's not, then we know for a fact that the Bible is not worth the paper it's written on. It says, but the Turkish or Armenian government slash people believe that because it is there and it's sacred ground, they do not want to allow anyone to go up there. And I mean, he goes on a couple of different things. And I just want to read a couple of responses, and then I'm going to get your take on it, John, because of your background. This ATS member, I might have to spell this, UBERARCANIST, whatever.
Well, it's Uber something or another. It's almost like a German Uber. Something.
Maybe it is. Yeah, maybe it is German. This guy says, our girl says, why must you atheists always see things in black and white? The only possibilities you see are the Bible is 100% literally true, or the Bible is 100% literally false. I mean, there is no gray area in what you're making an assertion about. And, you know, I kind of scrolled down here just to kind of see some of the other responses. And there's one here where the avatar is a picture of Jesus Christ. And I thought, wow, God's responding, but it's not God. It's a member called Major Malfunction. And then he has something under here that I don't know what this means, John. Maybe it's some kind of religious little entourage of letters. It says WWFSMD. I don't know what that means.
Do
you know what that means? Anyway, he says that the Bible lies by saying that the whole world was covered in water, but it was really only a localized flood in that particular area. And it says, for the sake of argument, where did all the rest of the species of animals in the world come from after the flood receded? If they were all, except for the Near Eastern ones, drowned, and Christian mainstream philosophy doesn't allow for evolution, then how do you explain that? And I'm telling you, this is such an amazing thread. There's over five pages of responses. But, you know, you have the religious background, John. I mean, you know, let's talk about the Ark for a minute. What if they did find the Ark? I mean, does that validate everything that the Bible's talking about?
Well, I think a lot of that would depend on what a person's personal thoughts and faith-based concepts are on. Would it absolutely prove the Bible correct? Well, in many Judeo-Christian faiths, I'm sure it probably would. In others, probably not. And obviously with atheists, I think that they would probably find this as just another crack in the sidewalk, but I don't think they're necessarily going to change just because the Ark would be found. If the Ark was found, though, it would be a fantastic archaeological find. I think that if Turkey would allow more archaeologists and researchers to go up to Mount Ararat and scour around, we could probably find the Ark in a short amount of time. Speaking of such, I happen to know for a fact that the CIA happens to have in their possession several satellite photographs of a large mass object which is under the ice on the near the top of Mount Ararat, that actually has a portion exposed. And because of that, they were asking the Turkish government if they could mount an investigation and a archaeological team to go up there and check it out. And Turkey said no. So that has to make you wonder, well, why would they say no if it could prove? Well, here's the deal. I think a lot of people would end up having a lot of their faith-based thoughts and theories crushed if we were actually able to now say, hey, guess what? Here's the Ark, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Guess what? That means the Bible is partially correct or whatever. And it could end up creating a lot of chaos. And I think that's the reason why not just the Ark or maybe even other biblical scenarios and events such as like the Nephilim, which were and large giants that were foretold in the Bible. I believe that probably the skeletons have been uncovered and have probably been hidden away because they don't want to release that information. And same thing goes with disclosure. I think that's another reason why they're not telling everybody the truth, because I think it would create chaos. And I know I went off on a tangent there and not probably where you wanted me to go, but that's my thoughts. I think that there was an ark. I do believe that there was a flood. Would that prove in finality that the Bible is complete and correct to everybody? I don't think so.
Okay, let me ask you questions, sure. and then we'll move on. You use the word faith a lot of times, and of course, anybody that's religious, really religious, you know, they always use the word faith. I mean, really, religion is faith-based. I mean, you either believe or you don't believe. And like you say, if they do find the ark, then it becomes a concrete foundation, if you will, for someone's faith belief, that they believe and now here's something that's factual. Otherwise, you're just simply basing it on what you read in the Bible and just accepting what's written in the Bible as fact. And I think that's where, you know, and of course, you know, I'm a novice when it comes to religion. You know, I'm just not a big religious person. I'm not an atheist, but I'm just not a big religious person. And when I see people that, you know, blindly go into things strictly on that leap of faith kind of thing, you know, it's kind of hard for me to follow them. But I could see that something as significant as a physical piece of evidence, I think, would really rock the world. And I think you've just really hit the nail on the head when you said, you know, that, you know, if you did find the ark, it would validate part of the Bible, but it would not necessarily validate the entire thing. And you know, I think it's,
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, here's the funny thing about archaeology or even history in itself. You know, if you do come up with something that appears to be true, irrefutable proof about a certain item or case event that happened in history, there's still going to be a number of people that aren't going to take that as anything. There are people still today that don't believe that the Jews were imprisoned and persecuted in a Holocaust-like scenario. There are people, there are still people that believe that the world is still kind of flat, that it's not round, you know, so it doesn't really matter. There's going to be people that are going to believe whatever they want to believe, and you know, that's fine.
But
for me personally, I think if the ark was to be officially discovered, it would be an incredible find. And here again, it doesn't have to be necessarily anything that suddenly would throw atheism completely off kilter. You know, they could still believe in nothing, which I believe is a belief system itself. Isn't believing in nothing a belief system?
I think it is.
And I have nothing against atheists, you know, and I have nothing against Buddhists. I have nothing against anybody that has any type of, and here again, I'm going to use the word faith, but or spiritual concept in their mind.
Right.
Or if they have none at all, well, that's fine too. I've mentioned this before. We all still bleed red, and it's unfortunate that even with all the massive religions that we have today, that we all can't sit down at the same table, break bread, have some soup, and enjoy each other's company. You know, I think that's really strange and silly, silly.
And it really is. And Boondock 78, we want to thank you for putting such an interesting thread that gave us a real interesting topic to talk about here on AboveTopSecret.com.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.AboveTopSecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat.